We stand here today in memory of Carson. He was attacked by a robot.
It was at this day that Jimmy J. Carlton would meet his end. Lines of St. Belfer. We honor his memory today by shooting up the flag.
Huh?
With fireworks, 9mm, and 40 cal bolt action snipers.
Who I smoke? Who
King
I
Kong? Monkey. We smoking big monkey, bro.
Alright.
So to everybody that thought.
Just the great thing about, you know, being in the forest, it's like your internet just dies randomly. It's great, you know. Adds a little bit of spice to your
big monkey.
Carson in the trenches.
What are we talking about?
No, I was gonna say you're in the trenches. And speaking of the trenches,
these ain't the
speaking of the trenches.
What are they, first?
This is like these are the backwoods, bro.
You're in the backwoods.
Yeah, ain't talking smoke. We in the backwoods for sure.
Heard you.
But let's go with the trenches, because speaking of the trenches. Welcome to another episode of the podcast of the last podcast. This is the last podcast. My name is Brooks.
I'm Carson.
And
Daniel.
And I have to mute my Discord. Jeez.
Unfortunately, our fourth member couldn't join us today. Still on the run.
He's doing things.
Most likely the ghost of Pablo Escobar. Who knows?
How do you even? No, not even going to ask. That's just
how do you piss off the ghost of Pablo Escobar?
I mean,
we'll ask him on the next episode of the last podcast.
You got his numbers?
Yeah.
I know that
you don't
have numbers. No.
Wow, that's kind of a sucks to be you.
Yeah, you gotta do. You gotta open your perspective to the world, and you'll be able to see the spirits.
So, just wait till this next Pac album, bro. I'm gonna be tweeting. I'm gonna talk to him, bro. He said dropping. I'm like, worried. How you drop when you dead?
Don't
worry about it. It's happening.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait till Biggie drop his, yo. We really gonna see who king.
Word. But speaking of the music industry, dropping albums, our favorite rapper Lil Nas X has dropped a new single.
Our favorite rapper.
What do you mean?
Maybe your?
No. But yeah, I think on, what was it, March 26th, 2021, Lil Nas X. I don't want to call him Nas, and I don't want to call him X, because those are two prominent
rappers. Just call him Nas. I mean, you could just say Nas X.
I'm going to call him Lil Nostril. So, on March 26th, Lil Nostril, he released a new single called Montero, which is his name, but is also known as Call Me By Your Name, which, if you don't know, was a movie released in 2017 about a homosexual guy falling in love with another homosexual guy in Italy. That movie gathered a lot of attention, and a lot of people liked it. I personally didn't like the movie, but I guess we can see that for another day. But
I never heard of that movie, Cute Buck.
Really? That movie was like huge.
Yeah, never heard of it.
That really? Movie, yeah, that movie was huge.
It had, maybe it's just that. I don't know.
It had that dude, Timothy Chalamet.
I heard of that name somehow, but
yeah. Yeah, he's the new heartthrob in the movie industry. You know, the whole skinny white guy aesthetic with the middle
aesthetic,
part.
Aesthetic? You mean person?
Nah, what was the name of the movie? Montero.
You know, it's the name of the movie is called Call Me By Your Name, but the name of the song is called Montero, but in parentheses says Call Me By Your Name, you know. And yeah, that song brought up a lot of controversy on Twitter, Instagram, other forums. If you didn't know, Lil Nas X, he's a music artist hailing from Georgia. And he's an Old Town Road guy. You know that TikTok trend that happened a few years ago. Like, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. That guy. And then after he became popular off of that, he came out as homosexual, and people were like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Then people start to look into the lyrics of the Old Town Road song. They're like, oh, that's
riding horses, huh? Got you.
I'm gonna ride to no more, huh?
I don't even think that was even a point of that song, but it was just very coincidental. Did that show and all that.
I mean, yeah, but it was a good song. Yeah, well, Old Town Road was a good song. You know, it's a nice fun song. All the kids and the grandparents jump up out of their seats and start dancing.
They start riding till they can't no more.
Yeah, exactly. And March 2021, released the Montero song, and then people were like, "All right, man, this guy has to stop." This guy, he's doing too much. He's twerking on the devil.
Well, but, to be honest, he I'm pretty sure he teased it before, once, I think at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people were just hyped about the song because, you know, it's whatever. But then, you know, he dropped the music video for it, and then it was like, whoa.
Yeah, the song already blew up on TikTok and, you know, at least clips of it.
Yeah, I didn't know he released a song before the music video. I thought he released that as one.
No, he didn't release it. No, he didn't release it. He teased it.
The full song wasn't out yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What do you guys feel about the song?
Just a song.
Yeah, just a song.
Just a song is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I also agree. I really like the song. Lil Nas X, he has a talent for making catchy songs. Like every single song that he's made, except for one, there was one that he released like not too long ago, but every single other song like Panini, Old Town Road, those are the current only ones. It was one other one, but I can't remember.
Yeah, anymore. I don't think it was a single.
He did drop that EP.
Yeah. I don't
that song with Nicki and.
Yeah.
I think it was Nicki, right? Yeah.
I don't know what's gonna bring you down. This is just tough.
Yeah, but every song like he's made is it's a really catchy song. Like it gets stuck in your head, and that's how I feel about this song as well. Cause it's like it just pops on mine at random parts. Like dang, like there's nothing wrong with that. It's an amazing song. I'm glad to have it in my head.
Glad to have it in my head. Interesting.
Yeah. But the song really isn't the problem.
Mm.
It's the music video
that's not the problem with.
So what do y'all think about the music video?
It was a trip. It was indeed a trip. Like he always, all his music videos are obviously well produced and they're never bad. Like the effects and CGI on it are amazing. It's just the direction he went in was just, you know, to say the least, interesting. Because basically, from what I remember watching it, it's like he starts off in this place where I'm assuming it's supposed to be heaven, and then it just goes to like every character in the music video is just him. There's a whole bunch of different versions of him. You have like that version of him just sitting by the tree, and it's like the snake version of him that kind of looks like an alien. I don't know what, man. I can't. It's too much to be explained by words, but like. The whole premise of it is basically like he's in heaven and then he basically gets on a stripper pole and, you know, twirls his way down to hell to give Satan a lap dance, and then he kills him and then, like, I guess crowns himself the ruler of hell or some shit. Listen.
Took Lucifer horns, man.
He snapped his neck, took his horns, and boom. I'm like, oh. All right. I mean, damn, that's how you really feel, then go ahead. But, like, yeah, but in all seriousness, he did a Genius video on it. I haven't looked at it yet, but, from what some people deciphered, you know, some people deciphered he was like, you know, he's just a devil worshiper at the end of the day. But I feel like the true meaning of the song was. As like in a word of someone else on Twitter, I forgot exactly their name or whatever, but they're basically saying that, you know, he's been told that he's going to go to hell because he's gay, you know, like a lot of people in Christianity believe that, or whatever else believe that in general. So it's more of the fact of him just accepting what people are saying, oh, you're saying I'm going to go to hell? Okay. And I'm going to be gay while doing it. Pause. But like, yeah. And he did what he did. And, you know, it's causing a lot of, like, you know, controversy, obviously, because, you know, any open, like, thing about, like, I guess, devil, demons, Satanism, shit like that, you know, it's usually never received well by the general public. But there's a lot of people who have, like, you know, backing the support behind it is because, you know, the people who, like, denounce shit like that were the ones, you know, pushing that narrative of, you know, yeah, you're going here. This is what's going to happen to you. And then when he says, okay, bet, he does go there, it's like, wait, this is wrong. You can't do this. And that, I mean, yeah, you can't do this. Why are you doing this? Why are you showing people, you know, why are you going down? It's like a double-edged sword at the end of the day. Because, you know, you tell someone this is your destiny, right? This is where you're gonna be ended up. This is where you're gonna end up. And then it's like when they just like accept that your words, as in what you said, and they just do what they do, then you get mad at them. It's like it counteracts each other, to be honest. Now what I said, yeah. So with my general opinion on it, see, he can. How do I say this? It's not. I'm not saying I like support his decision, but it's just like he can do what he wants at the end of the day. I'm not gonna get mad at him for, you know, for doing this, because if we're being completely honest, I don't think he would have done this direction for the music video at all if there weren't people just, you know, constantly harassing them, or the whole narrative of, like, you know, gay people going to hell, you know, if that didn't exist. That if that was never a thing, I 100% believe that this music video would probably take in the whole direction of the actual lyrics, because the lyrics is he's talking about being in love with someone, right? Yeah. You know, the calling them out. You know, I want to see you. Want to do this. I want to do that. Yeah, it's really just like a pop song about love. But, you know, the music video just takes that whole direction of, you know, what people were saying about him, this and that. So, yeah, overall, I don't feel like it's wrong. It's like, I don't know, I don't necessarily vibe with it, but I'm not gonna bash it for it, you feel?
Yep. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I personally like the music video. It's a nice like story, it's a nice sequence, like a nice, like, beginning, middle, of end, beginning, middle, and end. Because of course it starts out in the Garden of Eden, like he's like chilling by the tree with the forbidden fruit. You know, Satan comes along. He's like, That's like the serpent. He like, hey, try to do some drugs. And then they make out. And they then after that he goes to like basically like, I guess like Judgment Day. And like, and he's basically like confessing his confessions, all his like his thoughts and stuff, and people and the judges and stuff are like, nah, I mean that's not gonna work out. And, you know, the crowd's like, oh no, get him out of here. I'm gonna throw gems at you. And then, you know, he's like, damn, okay, cool. So I'm gonna just float up to heaven. And he's like, psych, stripper pole down to hell. Yeah, the thing, and of course, like the CGI is amazing. The CGI, the graphics, and all that, amazing. The I like that every single, like pretty much every single actor, maybe except for Satan, was Lil Nas X. That was a funny component. And yeah, I agree with you. The same, like, it's kind of a response to people saying that like gay people are like, it's a sin to be gay. It's gay people are going to go to hell. And stuff like that. It's like it's a response to that. So he's like, you know what? Since I'm gonna go to hell, I might as well have fun doing it. I'm gonna take a stripper pole down there and twerk on Satan. Because if that's where I belong, you know, I don't want to be sad. Might as well embrace it. And yeah. And the lyrics, I think I honestly don't think that the music video would be any different. If it weren't for the notion that people had, or and still have, that some people anyway, that
yeah,
homosexuals belong in hell and stuff like that, but because like, yeah, like and some of the lyrics that there are, the entire music video and the song is very symbolic, because like I watched the Genius video of him like explaining the lyrics and stuff, basically talking about how during the pandemic he met this guy. And like, he made him feel some type of way, like, and he started to like him and stuff like that. So he wrote a song about that, and like he was talking about like Eve in the garden, and of course I guess from that sparked the idea, like, you know what, the what you call it, I just said the garden, I forgot the name of it.
Eden.
Yeah, the garden.
Eden. Yeah.
So yeah, so. He's like, you know what? The garden of Eden, the garden. Mash those two things together, and you have an entire story. Because most people know the biblical tale of the garden of Eden and Adam and Eve with the forbidden fruit and all that. So I guess most of the controversy comes from because he took such a like religious route on it, because the garden of Eden is religious and stuff like that. And like that's why people are kind of angry about it, because they're like,
oh, you're doing stuff to the devil and the Garden of Eden, and you make it a disgrace.
But yeah, like at the end of the day, it's just a gay man making a song about him being gay and liking a guy. And the music video, I liked it. Like I didn't see anything wrong with the. Like the whole like twerking on saying anything. I didn't really see that as extreme, to be honest.
Like I'm just like, I just, you know,
I see the problem with it.
I see the problem with the whole thing. The whole thing.
I see the problem with everything.
Like on a personal level, I just didn't need to see that. Like ever. It's you know, things that you just never think about, but then someone just introduces that thought into your mind and it's like, now it's there. Like I never thought I'd see like a gay black man just go down on Satan, but I have now, and it's just, I don't know how I feel about that. it's just some wild stuff, you know. People have ideas, maybe thinking, and they just do.
Now, what were you saying, Daniel?
I see the problem with things like this, and it's like. And it all comes back to like society and stuff like that, but
society.
Yeah, cause all right, I'm breaking down to you and how I think about this. I can't be mad at somebody for the way they think or what they believe, because in reality, there's no right and wrong. There's right and wrong is subjective.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what's right to you can be wrong to somebody else, and what's wrong to them, and you know, vice versa.
Yeah, and there's no real official, like, you know, rule book or standing or mediator that will tell you for sure what's right and what's wrong.
But one of the judges of right and wrong in humanity is society. Society currently in general is I'd say backing Lil Nas. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And is putting like these Christians in like they're putting them out to be the bad guys. Nobody's bad in the situation. Nobody's right and nobody's wrong. You just have to understand that for some people it's not they just don't see it like you will.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
So flip this. Let's say it wasn't Christianity and it was like, I don't know, some other religion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody made a music video with their religious figures in it, and it was like a parody of their religious figures. Things would be a lot different.
I don't think so.
I think it would.
Yeah, I think because
like a parody of what?
And in that situation, because I can't, like, I agree with what the Christians are saying? No. But I understand why they're mad. But people aren't understanding why they're mad, and that's why, like, they don't see it as a problem. But of course you wouldn't see it as a problem, but you have to understand why they do.
Why
it's not, it's not as simple as
a problem. Well, I mean, like, I'm sure, like, they see it as a problem because they see the devil as
that's
an evil
what
person.
They believe.
Yeah, but yeah, that's
and not only that, but like just the whole thing, like.
Like, you can see the problem within something, but also not have a problem with it, you know?
But I can't be mad at them for having a problem with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not,
yeah.
I don't, yeah, so. That's pretty much it. Like, I'm not gonna, like, condemn any Christian.
Well,
take that back. I will. I will, but in the back of my mind, I'm still gonna like keep in mind that this is their belief. And some people take religion. Religion is
very seriously. It's
very serious.
It's very personal.
Like subject. Extremely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, these are things that get people through life, and they base their whole life around it. So when you do something like that, and they get mad about it. You can't just be like, oh, well, I don't believe that, you're wrong, so screw you, you're a bad person. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah.
You just have to understand that while they might be morally different than you, they still believe they're on the right side. Like, everyone thinks they're right. That's just how it is. Nobody does what they do and think that they're wrong. Hitler didn't think he was wrong.
True.
Like, you understand what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah. I mean, you can do something that's like objectively wrong to everyone, but like, I don't feel that people do think, like, you know, they don't do things and think that they're wrong doing it, because if they truly think they're wrong, then they probably wouldn't do it, you know?
Yeah, unless their purpose of doing it is that the fact that it is wrong, then sure. Because, yeah, there's a bunch of situations like that, too. People just want to be the villain. Cool.
Yeah.
But when it comes to things like this, they genuinely believe what they believe. So, it's both sides are the exact same to me.
Mm.
Both sides believe something and believe the other side is wrong.
But what do you believe, Daniel?
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
I think people are doing too much. It's not... It's a music video. I understand. but just like it's not gonna stop anything.
Yeah, they had saw a video of someone's church. Their pastor was talking about it in a little sermon or whatever. I'm just like, I don't know what type of what's the word? I forgot. Not like him. Hold on, I'm about to search it up right now.
A testimony?
Not really a testimony. It's like it's like the topic of discussion that the pastor holds for that specific day. I forgot what the damn word was.
Subject?
No. It's like real specific for church and shit.
But yeah. And another thing, and it's like even I don't know if this is, y'all can stop me if I get too off course.
Now you got it.
But even when it comes to specific religions, and in this case I'm just gonna go with Christianity because that's the one that, you know, that's the one that's against Lil Nas right now. Even with them, it's like there are different subcategories. Like, not every Christian believes in the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it just keeps breaking down and breaking down and breaking down. This person is wrong. No, you're wrong. Two churches down the block from each other that worship the same God could be saying two very opposite things.
Yeah.
So if the people on your side aren't even, like, together, what... You know what, man? People.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. And by the way, the word I was looking for was fucking homily. Yeah, it's like homily. It's basically
a who
you. The word, yeah. The,
you said okay. Homicide.
Homily. Okay. It's basically like the pastor's whole like discussion for that day of church. They might take a, you might read like a, you know, a little excerpt from the Bible, and then they talk about it related to the real world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, that was basically what I was trying to say is that their little homily for whatever church that was in, because I saw it on Twitter. They were just talking about the whole Lil Nas X situation. And to be honest, I'm just like, I don't even feel like it needs that much attention, to be honest. It's just, like y'all said before, it's really just a man making a music video, and it doesn't really. It doesn't really promote anything. It's just an expressive way of him, you know, accepting what people have said about him, telling him about where he's gonna go. And to be honest, who even knows if he genuinely believes that he's gonna, you know, just go to hell for being gay? It's maybe it's just him expressing his experiences with everyone, just talking about it, talking about him, talking about his life, his sexual orientation, where he's gonna end up. And yeah, that's pretty much all I see it as.
Yeah, most of.
But I have a question at that. So how do you feel about like the shoes he was promoting?
The shoes. People.
He was tripping balls.
People were looking way too into that. Like all right, because I think it was 100% just marketing. People market, they can lie about stuff. I don't think that was like one drop of human blood in the shoes.
No, there probably had some water or some red dye. There was no way they were actually gonna put people's blood in there. I knew that was like, you know, that was obviously not gonna be true. But it's just like,
It's like, cause like as Daniel said before, like everything is subjective. There's Satanism, there's Christianity. Of course, those two oppose each other, but one is not more right than the other. So it's like, the shoes look fire. No pun intended.
Did they?
They look pretty fire. I like them.
See, like, okay.
I'm the shoes.
I'm gonna be real. Like, what is it?
Looking.
Like,
he was doing too much.
I don't mess with the pentagram and like the whole 666 shit. But like, if those were like replaced by like some like, I don't know, like anything else, but it's like devil shit. I'm gonna be honest, the shoes was kind of hard. I won't lie.
Yeah, that's understandable. Like I can totally understand how people can see
they weren't bad shoes. It's just that like the whole image of like the whole theme of it was just weird to me.
Yeah. But you know, but some people wear primarily that aesthetic sometimes. That's a whole aesthetic for some people.
Because the whole thing is that this is not the first time this has like come up in like the music industry. You got people, Marilyn Manson, Ozzy Osbourne, people like them.
Yeah, exactly.
This is nowhere near the first time this has been promoted. It's just that on an artist of his level, where he's known by almost, you know, every type of person, it's just, you know, it's being exposed to like everyone. It's just like, oh, whoa, what is this? You know, I've never seen this before.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he wasn't telling the truth about the shoes, what was he trying to achieve other than to get people mad? Like, he can't be mad at people.
I mean, he
out of everyone, cannot be mad at people for being mad.
Yeah.
No, he's not mad. He's
doing like,
you gotta understand that this man's
like, forget really the music video. Like a, yeah, he's 690 right
really,
now.
He's really just like some troll. He's just a troll of a platform, to be honest. Because like what is it? I don't think he doesn't intentionally get. Okay. How do I say
he
this?
Does. Right. Now he does at least. No, at least now. Yeah. You know,
listen, okay. What I mean to say is, at first his point wasn't to get people mad or talking or whatever. He just did what he did. People can't come at him first, and now he's just at a point where he's just gonna say and do things just because he knows it's gonna get people mad, you know. But I'm not saying that's what he based his whole, you know, career, his platform off of. But it's just like people aren't gonna stop talking, so I guess he may as well just have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. And how I personally feel about that. It's like, see, it's like, I guess it's like good fun to an extent. Because in this situation, it's like, you know, it's a little bit deeper than just fun because, you know, this is about like what people base their lives off of. It's religion. It's like, it gets, some people take this shit like extremely seriously. And getting on people for that, I don't know how I feel about that, but.
I think
I feel like anything just related to this, like this whole song or whatever, is just it's going to get to like the same kind of reception, like just like the music video. But I don't know.
It keeps going. I feel like it's about to get a lot worse, bro.
I don't think so. I think it's kind of dying down, though. To be honest,
it's.
But yeah, no, I'm saying like dying. If it was like if he kept going like.
I mean, he went on for like a good week.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, like he was just like posting memes and stuff like that. But like,
yeah,
if it was more like if he was like being serious, like seriously trolling, like problems.
Like, I'm pretty sure
he's people's livelihood.
But he's smart. He's smart enough not to do that. But
he's going to troll, but he's not dumb. Like,
yeah,
I don't think he's going to take this on longer than it needs to be. You know, he did like, you know, his song came out. Everyone go stream it. I'm gonna make these shoes, have people talking about it. The song hit number one on, I think, like, was it Spotify? Probably was Spotify.
Yeah,
I think it was Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. Song hit number one, you know, he went number one again. Okay, you know, just stream whatever. And then it's just that publicity rides for, you know, his next project. It's like, it's gonna die down. He's not gonna be trying to push any.
It's not like he's starting a narrative anymore.
I mean, after a little while, because it's not like Old Town Road where it was like the world was just watching. This is more just like, you know, a lot of people are watching.
Me like 20 collabs.
Like, it does good and it's gonna get a lot of attention, but it's not one of these songs where it's gonna, you know, it's not gonna carry his like career for like, you know, a year of no music like Old Town Road did, you know.
Yeah, you never know. So, chill. Nas, if you listen to this, yo, let me get a feature on Montero, son.
Nas, they listen to this. Nas X is listening to this.
Yeah, but
we cool like that. You feel me? Nas,
Nazi. You can be cool with him. The Mohead's going to be at you.
The who?
The Mohead, you know?
Oh, I thought you said Moheads. I'm like, what, bro?
Because there you confuse their Nas with Lil Nas X.
Little Nostril.
That's never going to be a thing.
Yeah, it'll be a thing. But
speaking about Little Nostrils, this little girl just turned 18.
March 26th. Oh, that's the same day that the music video dropped. Wow.
A week ago.
Let's go.
Relevance. Not even.
Yeah, it's like it's been like less than a week or like exactly a week.
Yeah, dropped her OnlyFans and broke the record in 6 hours. Miss Catch Me Outside, Daniel Bergoli.
Heard AKA you. Bad Behavy. Bad I know it's baby, but I can't do
Bad Behavy, yo.
Bad Behavy.
But yeah, that had me like, I didn't know how to, cause like good for her, she making money, but at the same time, it's like, it's that bad.
That is wrong on so many levels.
It's good, bro.
See, I have a whole little stance on this, right? Cause you know, so legally she can do what she want. It's not even really about her. I'm just like, you have these people who just like sitting here just waiting for it. They know it's coming. They just. And it's like you gotta be. You have to be 18. Or, well, obviously.
Yeah, you gotta be 18.
Yeah, you gotta be 18.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, people. So like, because people like eight. What is it? You know, all I know is just that her whole fan base ain't just straight 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. Like, no. You got some people who probably.
Oh, you think it was her fan base buying the? No,
it was definitely not her fan base.
Definitely not the fan base.
Maybe not the fan base.
They the only fan base. You feel me?
Fan base as in, you know.
Wait, hold on. First of all, what is her fan base? Because her music career kind of flopped, and people only.
She had one fire song.
Yeah, she had one. Like, what was it like? Like
Yachty, Rings, I think.
Right, Porsche.
That song. Nah, bro, the song with Yachty. Oh, what was the name of that song?
We had a song. Yeah,
was that was it?
I don't think so. I just know that song, but I don't think. I mean,
I only heard about like Gucci flip flops. That white.
Oh yeah, song okay.
Gucci flip flops. Right, like,
yeah. She had like three good songs, but that's about it.
Gucci flip, bro. I used to bump that song.
Because like her I'm not even sure what demographic her fan base is, but I'm pretty sure they're not the type of people. Well, they're not the people who are going to be buying her over $1 million in 6 hours.
I was not talking about people who listen to our music. I meant like the people who want to see, you know,
her. Oh, no, they're all like 20 and up.
Yeah,
they was waiting.
Yeah. Yeah,
like I just
was waiting on that one.
I can't, bro. It's like she was 17 like last week.
Literally,
why?
Pedophilia.
What do you want to see? There's like almost there's barely little to no maturity in like that, you know, like that, like that's 2 months, 3, 4, 5. I don't even know. Like, from then to this point on, when she's, like, legally 18, what are you trying to see is my question.
You know, like, what they're trying to see.
You know what you're trying to do, what they're trying to see.
Wait, but you can get that from someone who's well in this industry already, who's been doing it, and, you know, they're not just fresh out 18. Like, come
fresh
on.
Out the womb.
It's,
no cap.
That's too much. It's just too much,
it's,
bro.
It's, people like celebrities.
Okay.
People like celebrities. Like you're not just gonna be like, oh, it's just a random guy down the street. Like, nah, that's Michael B. Jordan. Like, no.
For real.
There's
some people who argue that her fan base is just full of teens that have been waiting for this exact moment, and I'm just like,
yeah, I'm pretty like.
Can you make an OnlyFans? Like, well, I'm pretty sure people
can,
just lie on there.
You can technically make an. You can technically make an account, but like X-rated content, you can't do that until you're 18.
Yeah, I know that. But I mean, like, to buy stuff. I don't think.
I mean, as long as you got a debit card, to be honest. Or like, yeah. if the debit card is under somebody's name or credit card is under somebody's name who's over 18, then yeah.
Yeah, it's probably under like whoever's name's.
Or like, mom, can I have your credit card so I can buy bad babies OnlyFans?
I got Millie and
I got a, six hours. Gotta buy this thing.
they get the receipt back like, what?
Only
what is it? Little Jimmy, what is an only fan? Don't worry about that. Don't worry.
That's a new game that came out last week.
Okay, yeah, it's about when Propulsion.
It's only about the fans.
Yeah.
Fans of what? Don't worry about it. It's not for you.
Yeah, but
you wouldn't get it, Mom.
Okay.
It's not a phase.
Yeah, I mean, this whole situation wouldn't really be that big to me if she did, because, like, honestly, I don't know. This is not, like, surprising, I guess. Not really surprising to me, personally, but the thing I'm surprised about is why did this break the record for the most?
Because she's like, bad, baby.
But, okay, this is a personal opinion. She ain't even that bad, though, but, like, what? Wait, what?
You saying she was lying on her name, yo?
Listen, I'm like, no. Okay, listen. Anyone can think of themselves how they want. Listen, at the end of the day, you know, people gonna find her the most beautiful woman in the world. Some people gonna find her ugly. I didn't even say she ugly. I just like, like, I don't know.
Like she's not like, bad. She's mediocre.
In her own way. Is she? $1 million in 6 hours, kind of beautiful. Listen,
mediocre. Baby.
I'm no, like, I don't study this shit, but, like, you know, something just not right here, bro.
Well, the thing is, this is after the whole Bella Thorne thing. Bella Thorne forced OnlyFans to, like, limit the amount of money people can pay.
Yeah, she had them creators mad because she was messing up their cash flow. Like,
word.
She came out of nowhere just with the prior clout, and then, you know, she just did what she did. They everyone bought it. It was like, oh, Christ. y'all kind of thought this is like, this is great for our company, but y'all kind of sick with this shit.
Jesus,
they said limit that cash, limit that. Because it was like over like $200 in like, I think like under like one transaction or something like that.
Well, I need to
probably people dropping like 500.
I need to do some math on this real quick. I need to see how many people actually subscribe. How much is Bad Baby OnlyFans subscription?
This man about to find out.
Nah, because I need to know how many people actually did it. Because all right, let me see. All right, so
bro, I just 6 hours. Like, why is it? God, it's not. I don't want to hear.
What the heck? Like, 5 million in 24 hours. What?
Wait, but y'all will share my music. Y'all will share my music. Heard you.
What?
That's cool. That's cool.
I bet you at least 75% of them got their friends in some business. They ain't bat an eye to drop 200 instantly on a 70-year-old that just turned 18 for like about 72 hours or some shit, man. It's a world. We live in a society, man. That's all I gotta say.
Okay. So all right, so her OnlyFans is $24 a month. All right, so in the first 6 hours, let's. I'm
gonna say Netflix don't even charge $24 a month. She tripping balls.
Weird. So all right, I'm around the price to
$24 for like six bikini pics.
$750,000 $750,000 off of subscriptions based off that TikTok. That's I'm just rounding it down because more than that divided by $24.
Oh, estimate.
All right, over 32,000 people subscribed to her OnlyFans in 6 hours. 32,000. And like that, this is just subscriptions. Like, there's still messages and tips and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, she had mad tips, bro.
She had tips, but majority, like, the 3/4 of it was subscriptions, which is $750,000. And if you do like a little bit of math, it comes out to over 3,200. 32,000, I mean, in subscriptions. So people who
but are subscribing. But if I acted the goddamn fool on Dr. Phil's show, I'd just be called an idiot, and then no one will ever hear my name again.
Hey guys,
you know. It's a world indeed, man.
Jesus.
I had 267,000 in messages.
Yeah. God damn,
bro! I just
what were y'all gonna say to her? Like, she gonna open your shit?
Bro, I just what? Like I want $1 million.
Hey guys, if you guys are listening to this, I turn 18 June 1st, so
hello, yo,
yeah,
so
Support my man Hustle, yo.
I need to pay for this expensive college I'm about to go to,
bro. Bro said this car got to get paid one way or another.
Bro, I got a Fiverr account, so if y'all need music, you can just
bro, I need
get
to
my Fiverr.
I need to start Fiverr again.
Like, to be honest, I'm about to make an OnlyFans, but they gonna be mad as hell seeing me hitting the name at $24 a month. Like, they gonna be pissed as fuck,
bro. Like,
Carson be like, I can provide you with daily memes.
I'm gonna hit the two step on them. They gonna be like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, this is what it is.
Oh, me and Bob just steal photos from Google and start posting out.
Now, there's a whole business where people they hack into the OnlyFans and they sell it.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait. They hack into OnlyFans and like sell it off.
Yeah, like they
steal. Oh, you mean like, you steal their content. Yeah,
they steal the content and sell the folders on Google Drive or something like that.
Yeah, people do that, man. Like, I've been hearing about how like terabytes worth of OnlyFans content we just gained.
Bro, how do you have terabytes worth of content in the first place? Like,
no, I'm like, that's, it's not surprising when you put it all together, but I'm just saying, who takes the time to put them all together?
No, but like,
I seen that shit, and this is like folders organized. I'm like, yo, who's really sitting here at their desk? I mean, like, you get in a bag at the end of the day, I guess so, but it's just like, damn,
bro, like, people really be having like terabytes worth of content. That's because most of it is pictures. You know how many pictures you gotta take to make a terabyte?
Yeah, that's
because like a terabyte would be like, because like pictures are like megabytes, right?
No, pictures are some pictures are kilobytes.
Yeah,
some are kilobytes.
I forgot which one's like the smallest, but
kilos is smaller than megas.
Yeah.
Kilo, mega, giga.
Tara.
I'll say like most pictures are two megabytes. How many gigabytes?
Like,
a thousand megabytes is 1 gigabyte.
You wanna know like a really easy way of like scaling it?
500.
I like my iPad got
2 megabytes.
That shit is worth a terabyte. Like, it's full space. It's worth a terabyte. You telling me you got 7 iPads worth of just OnlyFans content, the straight nudes and videos and shit? I'm like, yo,
bro, that's like.
And nine times out of ten, it just be some little clips that they be showing you. They're not showing you all the goods, because what will be the point?
Nah, some people do.
Well, I mean, some people do, but it's just like, here's what I mean by that. It's like they can obviously like get butt ass naked for you or whatever, but it's just like, if they give you as much as they can offer in like in one sitting, like, then where's the cap gonna come from? They gonna see what they see and they gonna dip off, you know? Like you can even apply that to like, I don't know, like I guess like a movie or something, you know? Like, you show the trailer, right? You show like, imagine there's just a trailer of like the climax fight scene, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the point of like what would be the point of you, like, you know, the consumer just going to watch the movie now, since you know like the hypest part of the movie? It'd just be like, okay.
Oh yeah.
Put my money in something else, you know?
Yeah. So like, yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah, but like, I mean, like, I also want to make a statement that OnlyFans doesn't always have to be sexual. Like, there are creators on there who just do wholesome content and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was supposed to be something
like Patreon.
There's like this, yeah, Patreon, like something like that. But I don't think it was like solely for art. It was just like
I don't know.
But then somebody had the idea and said, I'm gonna post my titties on here, and then
they blew up.
The world is never the same.
What? They were a pioneer.
Yeah, bro. If you want to do something other than that, bro, just use Patreon. Yeah, it's not worth it.
Like, there's another one too. There's one. Where's it called? Oh damn, I think it's called Coffee. Yeah, it's called Coffee with like, I think like COFFI or something like that. It's similar to Patreon, but like it's a little bit different, but it's similar to Patreon. But yeah.
Frodo, if y'all trying to donate, you know what I'm saying, some money or whatever.
Please. We go to college next year. It's tough. It's going to be tough. We need our, I'll post our GoFundMe in the description.
GoFundMe.
I'm trying, bro. I'm trying to. Oh. I might try. I might try and make a YouTube channel this summer. And see what happens. Yeah, maybe
same maybe, though. Bro. Same.
I need to. I like as soon as I get my camera. YouTube. I'm gonna be making vlogs, but I'll be next to Casey Neistat.
Alright, so I'm about to, once I get this turntable, get these records, start mixing up. That'll be cool.
But yeah, today we talked about Lil Nas X and the Bahad Behabi and her OnlyFans account. Please don't subscribe to it. If you do subscribe to OnlyFans, please let me know what's on there. I need to know what's making people pay $24 a month.
Just send that to me.
I mean, if you search for it, you're going to see it because niggas going to leak it regardless.
Yeah, bro, just go on Reddit, bro. You'll find it.
True.
And listen, so, like, you know, support females or males at the end of the day with whatever content they you know, they decide to post. But honestly, don't pay for porn, bro. Just don't know. This is free. Like, honestly, like, this in general, for anybody, you know, man, girl, anything in between, all that, like, just, it's free. There's no need to pay for it. Put your money into, you know,
stocks.
Someone else. I don't know.
Stocks.
I ain't trying to this no hustle or nothing. Like, if you got OnlyFans, do as you do. You can get that bag. I mean, shit, it's a market. But, yeah.
Bro, it's not worth it, bro. Yeah, we need to make a whole podcast on how much money people will actually have if they cancel.
OnlyFans about to get their own. They about to get their own little segment, bro. Whole entire podcast, like you said. Yeah.
Cause like how much money people actually have if they took their monthly subscriptions and just put that to like stocks or something or some type of investment.
Cause stocks are kind of insane. Boring, but stocks are boring, but titties aren't. You gotta understand.
You're right. You get the instant dopamine instead of the longevity of stocks.
I'm scared as hell to invest in stocks because I'm gonna put 400 into something. I'm gonna be in like 1K in debt all of a sudden. I'm gonna be like, huh?
Nah, for real, bro.
Where's my money?
Because SpaceX was money laundering. Now you in debt for real.
Oh shit! What? Why would I cry? Oh, okay, but I would dead ass cry if SpaceX out of all companies of money laundering. You was over here like getting dirty cash just to build some shit just to blow up and do it again. For what? Like,
it's called testing, homie.
What? I know, but it's just like I swear this nigga Elon getting nowhere with him, bro. I'm like, oh, new SpaceX.
At least they go up. Like,
I gotta give him props.
I mean, that's like they got that down. It's just making that same thing that went up.
Every time I listen to, like, I hear about a new SpaceX launch, I'm just like, damn, new explosion about to drop. Let's go. But, yeah. I know it's deeper than that, but.
All right, this has been the last podcast, guys. I'm going to go make some bread. Literally. I got to go make some rolls for Easter.
I thought this man was about to hit the block. Imagine. I'm about to start serving the fiends. Bro said, I gotta go make cash real quick. I was like, oh, my. Fuck the podcast, man.
Word.
Need that podcast. What the fuck? Word.
But yeah, if you enjoyed the podcast, you can like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. If you're on any other streaming service for this podcast, you know, tell your friends, tell your family, share the podcast, all that other good stuff. And yeah, hope you enjoyed.
Yeah. Thanks.
We're back.